الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him, we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and ethics, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation for the new state of Islam in Medina by putting the Muhajireen and Ansar in a brotherhood state. He made the Muslims from Mecca and Medina brothers. He combined one from Mecca and one from Medina, not only for the spiritual brotherhood, but also for even to the extent that you will inherit each other. Until the verse from the Quran asked that to stop, then it stayed in the spiritual brotherhood. But until the ghazwat and the provision came, and financially the Muslims from Mecca were standing, so it came back to the normal inheritance. But still in the state of brotherhood spiritually. So in the Surah Al-Anfal, verse 63, Al-Quran encouraged the Muslim to be together as a brothers or as a unity. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِي إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims to unite together under the religion of Islam, the way of Allah, and do not split. And remember the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you, because before you used to be enemies, and especially between the Ansar, because the Ansar al-Aws and Khazraj was fighting each other for years. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united them together under the Islam, and the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to love each other. So before they used to be enemies, but after being Muslims, they became brothers and became their hearts together, and they were also about to be in the hellfire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued them from that when blessed them to be Muslims. And also in Surah Al-Imran, verse 103. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 63. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their hearts to love each other. And also, and that by itself, there is no one can make the hearts of people to love each other by financial means. Even if you spend all kind of means to make people love each other by hearts, you can't. You maybe they can show that they love each other, but when it's come to hearts, that's all only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said he made their hearts to love each other, and if you spend all what's in the earth to make them love each other by hearts, you will never have done that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to do that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He's wise and he's gracious. So this is only, this matters in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in when the brother Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam united and made the Muslims to be brothers, and that was a way to solve several problems or some issues in the new society. The Medina, when they came to, it was not very rich, but still they have some livings with the dates and with their farming, and the Muslim from Mecca had nothing at all. They came with nothing. So when they had them united, and the history shows how that happened, is nothing happened like it, and even nothing will happen after it, because the hearts of these Muslims was together, and these Muslims from Mecca, they did not take advantage of that. As soon as they had the opportunity to go out and to trade or to do business or to find their way out to work, they were leaving the burden on their brothers from Al-Madinah. And we mentioned before the story of Abdurrahman ibn Al-Awf and his brother Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah, when he offered him half of his wealth, half of his house, even to get one of his wife after he divorced her. He said, God bless you with what you have, or God bless you with your family, show me the market. This is how the Muslim from Mecca was about that. As soon as they had the opportunity, and even not only that, the Muslim from Medina, they were still in the Prophet. We have the dates. He was famous for that. The dates, trees, was the old, let's split it between us and between the Muslims from Mecca. But the Muslim from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not approve that, because they are the owner of the dates and the land. They don't want to take their ownership. But the Muslim from Mecca said, we're going to work in this dates trees land, and we split the revenues. And that was the agreement. So they were working in return of splitting the what will come out from these trees. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very sensitive to the feelings between the Ansar and the Meccans, and even he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem give this title in Ansar to the Muslims from Medina, and that was something as a privilege for them, because they accepted the Muslim from Mecca, and even they were given them what they own free and with love, not because of what they was asked to do. In Surah An-Nur, verse 51, إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. They were just obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his traditions, and that's how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam educate the Muslims, either from Mecca or Medina, on how to behave, how their morals would be. And this is how the Islam spread. The Islam did not spread on with fighting and with the sword, as many accused. No, Islam was spread by morals, by behaviors. When the Muslims, traders, the merchants, used to go out in places like Indonesia or other places far away, they did not go fighting to force the people to be Muslims. No, just because of the way that Muslim was shown and how they behave in their business and their life, people became Muslims. And so this is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam educated the Muslims in the new society. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه أولئك هم المفلحون. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Ansar في المدينة. They are the inhabitants of their lands in Medina, and they loved the Muslims who came, immigrated to them, and they, from their heart, with love, they were given, and even they would prefer them than themselves. That an example of one of the Ansar, when he was asked to host one of the immigrants, Even he asked his wife, do you have any food? He said, just only the food for the children. He said, keep the children busy. We have guests from the Prophet here. So he offered, and even he turned the light off. No light at night. So, and he and his wife was acting like they're eating. They were doing this to their hand as they're eating. And the children, the wife put the children to sleep somehow, and he let go all the food to the guests of the Prophet. And when they came in the following day, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he smiled and he told the Ansari that Allah smiled on what you behaved, how did you receive your guest. So this is how the Muslims from Medina received their brothers from Mecca. So now, in this verse here that I just mentioned, there's five testimonies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Muslim from Medina. First, تَبَوَأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. They are there before even the immigrants from Mecca. يُحُبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love whoever will migrate to them. لَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةٍ مِمَّا أُوتُوا. With love, with care, from their hearts, from their chest, they give willingly. It was not without force. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Even what, if they need it, they give it for their brothers, even if it's for them. No, they will prefer their brothers than themselves. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them that they are the winners with how they treated their brothers coming to them. They are the winners for that. Now, and also in Surah Al-Hashr, للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Muslims who came from Mecca, they are faithful, they are truthful. They give up everything in Mecca. They give up their land, they give up their wealth, they give up even their children, their families. They give up the comfort in their where they grow up for the sake of joining the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them as a faithful, as a truthful. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Ansar as faithful too and truthful. Because, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So he asked the Muslims and believers to be with the truthful groups, the Meccans and the from Medina. So they love the people who emigrated to them, and they don't have anything in their hearts toward them except love, and they give willingly, and they will never find any problems of giving up what they own for their brothers. And even they have all kind of reference to their Muslim brothers from Mecca on them themselves. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this deal as a win-win. That's the winner in this deal, both of them. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, matched Muslim from Mecca to Muslim from Medina. So he made Abu Bakr al-Siddiq a brother to Khariya ibn Zuhayr, and he made Umar ibn Khattab a brother to Utban ibn Malik, and he made Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah a brother to Sa'd ibn Mu'az, and also made Abdurrahman ibn Auf a brother to Sa'd ibn al-Rabi'a, and he made Zubair ibn al-Awam a brother to Salama ibn Salama, and so on. So several, and with about over hundreds of them, with Prophet ﷺ made them brothers to each other. Now, this new society that was based on brotherhood was all full of love and care and waiting to start spreading the message of Islam and learn every detail about it from the Prophet and move on to the world to show the world the oneness, because this is kind of the center of the oneness that started from, that's in Medina, after the Prophet was not able to do that from Mecca. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described all Muslims as إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَائِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So if you look at any situation, if you see a Muslim You look at other Muslims, they feel like the bonds between them. They feel like even they are not related, but this kind of feelings. Muslims from China to Muslims from South Africa and from Japan, or all of them, that just for them to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, will unite them. And there's some kind of experiments that people made in the public place in Europe, that they had a woman who was not Muslim standing on someone, it was like an act, and someone is bothering her, somebody is even pushing her or hitting her, and nobody cared. They just look at her and they walk away. And then he had the other Muslim woman wearing hijab, and somebody is bothering her. About 5-6 Muslim men gathered from somewhere, somehow, and they start to fighting back this person and who is trying to bother the Muslim woman. As soon as they know that the Muslim woman under attack for somebody, they went to defend her, and at the end they just told them this is just experiment on how the Muslim feel toward each other, and that was very truthful, that the Muslims are united together regardless where they're from, they care about each other. So the brotherhood of Muslims until now, and inshallah forever, is we love each other because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Muslims to get to the Muslims as a brotherhood and to not lean to the non-Muslims and to prefer them even if they are relatives to them. So the brotherhood in Islam is closer to each other than even if Muslim has no with the relatives not Muslims, no, but they still treat them with respect, treat them with kindness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that love among the Muslims. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love among the Muslims, and that was how the Islam in Medina has started. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying in a divine hadith, in Allah Ta'ala yaqul yawm al-qiyamah ayna al-mutahabbun fi bijalali al-yawm adhulluhum fi dhilli yawm la dhilla illa dhilli. So in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call on all the people who love each other in his sake. When you say, when you love a brother, so I love you for the sake of Allah, and this is by itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call all these people who love each other for the sake of Allah, and this, the reward will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. And when you know that how hot it's going to be, or the descriptions of the heat in the day of judgment, you can't be bearable, but what, some of these people that are going to be under the shade of Allah are the people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and also in Surah Al-Imran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحُبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. That encouraging the Muslims to spend for the sake of Allah and to spend from what you love. And when this happened, Abu Talha, he had a farm next to the Masjid, Masjid Nabawi. And when that verse came, he told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet, you know this farm I love dear. I love this more than anything as I own. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, 'Lan tanalu al-birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun,' you are not going to be the winners until you spend from what you love. O Prophet of Allah, I made this farm under your command to do what you want to do with it for the sake of Allah." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, this is a winning trait, that you trade this because you responded to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verse, but keep it among your relatives, closer to your relatives. So he divided his farm among his relatives, but for the sake of Allah, since that was the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the brotherhood in Medina, they were advising each other as even more than the blood brothers. So when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم made Salman to be a brother of Abu Darda, and he one time he was visiting him, so the wife of Abu Darda was complaining to his to the brother of Darda. He told him, "Your brother is not interested in this life anymore." So he went there. He put a plan. He went there, and he told him, "I'm visiting you," and he stayed with him. So the brother of Darda made the food for him. He said to him, "No, I'm not going to eat until you eat." He said, "I'm fasting. No, I'm not going to eat." So he ate with him, and then he was about to go. So the first thing he was told him that you are not going to eat until you eat. So since the fasting is not obligatory, so he ate with him. So he went to sleep, and after that he went to pray all the time, and then so and Salman was always advising him to be modest. And he told him what Salman told his brother that Prophet Muhammad made him with. He told him, "Inna lirabbika alayka haqqan, wa linafsika alayka haqqan, wa liahlika alayka haqqan, fa'ati kullu dhi haqqin haqqa." It means that you owe what you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do, you owe what you owe for yourself to do, and you owe for your family. What you owe, you're supposed to do. And so give every right to who it belongs. So be modest. So don't be extreme in one side. Don't say that I'm going to fast forever, or don't say I'm not going to touch women forever. Don't say I'm going to be brave forever. I'm going to no. Be modest among both. This is the nation. Islam is a modest religion. And when they went to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that was mentioned to him, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم Sadaqa Salman. He approved. Salman is truthful. He said the truth. He approved. And when Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم approved action from any companion, it will become a sunnah, it will become a tradition, will be accepted exactly as the Prophet said it himself. If the Prophet approved that. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He educated the Muslims to the extent that they became, they will almost reach the point that the angels will walk with them, and the angels will be with them, and they would want to. One of them will complain to the Prophet, say, "Oh Prophet of Allah, we stay with you. You warn us about the fire. You tell us about the paradise, and we are very close to the extent that we wanted to stay in this status all the time. But when we go back home and we stayed with our families, but then we forget some." Then the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, "If you want to stay in that status when you were with me, then the angels will be with you in the streets." And this is, of course, it was not happening. So being some for yourself, some time for yourself, some time for your family, some time for your life, enjoy life. So don't be strict and don't prohibit yourself from enjoying life and all what's around you, as long as it is halal. So Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم put the values and principles in the Muslims that the to the extent that this social and values became part of the Muslim's life. Because Islam is a way of life. It's not only about religious practices, no, it's about everything. How you deal with each other, how you behave with the neighbors, how you behave with enemies, even the people that you have enmity with them, it's controlled and ruled by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam teachings and from the Quran or from the Sunnah. And the when it reached the point that even the differences between them start to be gone, to be no more. That the even as I mentioned, the Aus and Khazraj used to be enemies, but they became brothers because of the what Allah Subhanahu wa Taala and Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spread among them. So they became like just one house, one small community. That their leaders and their exemplary is the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in all what they do, day and night, out in the markets or inside their homes. So this is kind of a spiritual and moral brotherhood among the Muslims. They reached the point that in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 62, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you read an yakhda'uka fa'in hasbuka Allah, huwa alladhi ayyadaka bi nasrihi wa bil mu'minin, wa allafa bayna qulubihim, wa law anfaqta ma fil ardi jami'an, ma allafta bayna qulubihim, walakin Allah allafa baynahum, innahu azizun hakim. So the verse 62, which say, wa allafa bayna qulubihim, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was put the Muslim together with love and with harmony, and nothing else can do that except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what he caused for the Muslim to be together. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Even see in every verse and every saying from the Prophet is advice how to behave. الْمُؤْمِنُونَ brothers. So be good between each other. Be good with them. So when you know that two people are fighting with each other, and you go and you get them closer to each other. So this is a mercy from Allah. And even lying in that specific issue could be accepted. When you go and you know that two people fighting each other and they saying bad things about each other, and you say, oh, he's not saying bad things about you. He's saying good things about you, which is not true. You are lying. But for you to bring these brothers together, that's accepted in Islam until you reach the point that you clear the misunderstanding and the problems between them. So now, the Ansar has privilege in Islam. So Muslims around the world, and as we owe Khadija, radiallahu anha, what she have done to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his supporting him, and Abu Bakr, some Muslims or some character in the Islamic history has favored on all of us. We remember these favors and we enjoy what we enjoy now. But when you remember what they've been through, you will know the difference. So the Ansar, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them with that name. He gave them the name Al-Ansar, the helpers. And so, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَهَدُوا في سبيل الله والذين آووا ونصروا أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will give this Ansar forgiveness and great generous reward. And also Allah سبحانه وتعالى described them that they're going to be winning. They're going to win. This is a win deal. A trade with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they won it. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه أولئك هم فأولئك هم المفلحون. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them with they are winner in this in their deal with their brothers from Mecca. And also tradition from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him to the extent that اللهم أمها أن أنتم أحب من أحب الناس إلي. He said that three times to the Ansar. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that you, oh Allah, I love them, you, and you are the most beloved people to me. Because keep in mind that the Ansar from Medina, that they helped the Prophet to establish the state of Islam, and they welcomed him and welcomed the other Muslims to stay until their life changed. So now, to love the Ansar, it's a sign of Iman. And to hate them is a sign of hypocrisy. And that's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Ansaru la yuhibbuhum illa mu'min. The helper, whoever will love them, he will be faithful. Wala yabghaduhum illa munafiq. And whoever will hate them, he will be a hypocrite. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever will love them, Allah will love him. And whoever will hate him, Allah will hate him. And also, when whoever will love the Ansar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love them. And this is something that in hadith from Abu Huraira, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أحب الأنصار أحبه الله ومن أبغض الأنصار أبغضه الله. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم testified that the helpers in Ansar, they can even, you can be trusted in a woman as they are, like the woman would go to the Ansar is like going to their parents. And this is something that you cannot find in the history, something like that. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma yadurru imra'atun nazalat bayna baytayni min al-ansar aw nazalat bayna abawayha." A woman will go to any house in al-ansar is like going to a house of her parents. This means that they have this kind of morals that cannot be found except this kind of specific issue that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told about them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to be related to them, except because he immigrated to them, and he said, "لو أن الأنصار سلكوا واديا أو شعبا لسلكت في وادي الأنصار لولا الهجرة لكنت امرئا من الأنصار." He wished that he would be from them because of the values that, and the moral that they have. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed for them and for the ancestor, their children, and their wives and their families. اللهم اغفر للأنصار ولأبناء الأنصار ولأبناء أبناء الأنصار ولنساء الأنصار. He prayed for all the Ansar and their children and their wives too. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised to do good to them and not to hurt them. وَلَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْعُسْرَةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِنْهُمْ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He asked to be gentle with the Ansar because of what they have done to the Muslims. Now, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من ولي الأنصار فليحسن إلى محسنهم وليتجاوز عن مسيئهم ومن أفزعهم فقد أفزع هذا الذي بين هاتي وأشار إلى نفسه. This means that he was telling that when you are in control of any of the anything related to the Ansar, forgive them and be gentle to them, and whoever will hurt him or will bother them was like hurting me. And he pointed to himself. This is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Ansar and rewarded them for what they have done to him and to the Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. O Allah, do not let our heart deviate from the truth now that we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayer and of my descendants. Our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the days of resurrection. Glory to Allah, Lord of majesty and honor and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and all his companions. Praise to Allah, Lord of the creation. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة. الله أكبر.